Welcome back, everybody. Today is Friday of the very first week of Advent.
Welcome back, Lent.
Welcome back, everybody. Today is Friday of the first week of Lent.
Thank you for joining us, and thank you for everyone who's been commenting in the YouTube section. It's always good to hear from you.
God compares sinners to a stormy sea. The wicked are like the raging sea, which cannot rest. There's no peace to the wicked. Peace comes from God alone, and God gives it to his friends, not to his enemies.
Now, we here in Saskatchewan don't have seas.
That's true.
But we have lakes, and we have many beautiful lakes, particularly in northern Saskatchewan, which most people where we live do not see. But we have been blessed to be participating on these fishing trips prior to children, and even in our single life, we participated in these northern Saskatchewan fishing trips with some good friends. And we would drive 6 hours north of the city, which takes us right onto the edge of the Canadian Shield. And we would put in a boat into a lake. And sometimes we would boat for an hour and a half to the fishing location and then drop the hook into the water. And very often we would not see another boat on the water all day. Mm-hmm. We're talking about extreme solitude, wonderful solitude. Which I love. Mm. And then we would, in the evening, boat back to the cabins that we have rented. And usually we would follow the shoreline just in case the wind would come up. Because if you get caught on a big lake and the wind hits, you're in trouble. But there was one particular trip I will never forget. It was day after day after day with no wind. And we were headed back in the evening and I thought, let's just go, instead of along the shore, let's cut across the middle of the lake. And we cut across the middle of the lake, and I would say about halfway home, I just cut the motor. And I remember everyone in the boat not realizing what was happening. Like, what happened? What happened? Because we're a ways from shore. And I said, don't worry. I cut the motor, stopped it. Can we just be silent? And all of us sat in the 16-foot long fishing boat in complete silence. And what did we see? Kilometers on either side of absolutely pure glass, calm water, reflecting the sky above and the distant shoreline on the horizon. And we just sat there in silence. And it was such, for me, such a powerful moment experiencing this great peace. And I will not forget it. And it's so beautiful. You don't want to make a sound. But the thing about the calmness of this great lake is that it reflected everything around it. And that's like a soul who's calm, who's centered on Christ. They reflect the source of their peace. So when we have God at our center, we're living for him, there's a peace. And then as a result, we're that calm lake that reflects the glory of God to others. But when we don't have God, we're agitated, we're angry, we're bitter, we're suspicious, we're envious. Mm-hmm. It's like the winds of the flesh, the world, and the devil stir within the soul, agitating it, causing it to be rough. And now we can no longer reflect God. In fact, what do we reflect or we give away? We communicate our distress. So my friends, I'm asking you a question today. What are you communicating? Are you communicating the peace of God to others? Or are you communicating your distress?
We must, says St. Francis de Sales, eat in order to live. But we should not live as if for the purpose of eating. Some, like beasts, appear to live only for the gratification of the palate. A man, says St. Bernard, becomes a beast by loving what beasts love. So this kind of speaks to me because I find that I have a really hard time fasting. I just really like food. It's true.
I like food
like, and I have a hard time, like, even just delaying, you know, like, let's say I'm making supper, like just waiting until supper is ready and then eating it instead of, like, you know, sampling and tasting everything. Or if there's like cookies or whatever, like, I'm just sharing my little struggles. Okay. So I really like those things and I have a hard time, but it's interesting because St. Alphonsus is going into like how this is kind of like the bare minimum. Like, we need to get control of our appetites in order to grow in our relationship with God. And I feel like, okay, It's time to put things in order. St. Catherine of Siena used to say that without mortifying the taste, it is impossible to preserve innocence, since it was by the indulgence of his appetite that Adam fell. Ah, how miserable is the condition of those whose God is their belly. It's a good reminder for me. I really need to rein in the virtue of temperance and exercise that more because, I don't have good moderation.
Can I add something to this?
Yeah, go for it.
Just a thought here. So when Adam and Eve sinned, how did sin enter the world? What was an act of pride, but through which sense? Mm. It was through taste. So they took and ate of this fruit. There's some people who will say, oh, I don't need to fast. I can offer penances in another way. I would remind you that sin entered the world through an act of pride through the palate. Therefore, we need to discipline our palate. We need to act in moderation, grow in temperance. This appetite has been twisted by sin, by original sin. So we can't ignore that. Don't put it aside this land to say, oh, I'll sacrifice another way. No, traditionally, we fast. Now, there's exceptions. You know, somebody who is sick, who has medical reasons maybe why they cannot go without food. But for the rest of us, generally speaking, this should be a discipline in our life that we ramp up during Lent.
Yeah, and I agree. I feel like we can't just be like dismiss it and be like, oh, it's not a big deal. Who cares? So what if it's a cookie? No, I feel like it's Satan will play on these like little things that we think aren't a big deal. And then the next thing you know, it's like we're committing greater and more grievous sins.
Yeah. Interesting. If we can't resist a cookie, how can we resist the devil? Just something to think about.
It's true.
So, friends, thanks for watching today. Share with us what stood out to you in the comments below and why. Share this video with others. Today is Friday, so traditionally it's a wonderful time to pray the Stations of the Cross. We did a video a number of years ago. It's a meditation. It's linked at the end of this video. It's our most watched video that we've ever produced, and it's beautiful. It's St. Alphonsus Liguori's meditation on the way of the cross. So please join us with that and say the rosary if you'd like as well.
And we'll see you on Monday.
Monday. We take the weekends off. See you Monday.
I feel like I've been talking about the cookie for a few years. You think I should, like, get over this? What?
Should I leave that
You'd hope that I would have some improvement in that area. This will be the Lent.